Close your eyes for a moment and imagine it's 1935. The Great Depression has devastated communities across America. Here on Bainbridge Island, fishermen can't sell their catch, loggers have no work, and families are desperate. But today, something different is happening in these woods. You hear the rhythmic sound of axes biting into old-growth Douglas fir. Men who haven't had steady work in years are felling these massive trees with purpose. They're part of Franklin Roosevelt's Works Progress Administration, and they're building something that will stand for nearly a century. This is the story of Camp Yomalt Cabin, a building that witnessed the New Deal, World War II, the golden age of American scouting, and one of the most remarkable community preservation efforts in Pacific Northwest history. The men building this cabin in 1935 aren't just stacking logs, they're craftsmen, former loggers, shipwrights, and builders who bring real skills to this work. Watch them notch each massive fir log with expert precision, fitting them together without a single nail or screw. Traditional techniques passed down through generations. They name it Camp Major Hopkins, after Major Morris Jane Hopkins. The crowning achievement, that magnificent stone chimney you see with fireplaces on both sides. Imagine the warmth radiating from those stones on cold Pacific Northwest nights. For the next 7 years, this cabin fills with the sounds of Boy Scouts learning to tie knots, identify trees, cook over open fires. Young boys whose families are still struggling financially get to experience the outdoors, develop skills, build character. This cabin represents the democratization of outdoor recreation, wilderness experiences for everyone, not just the wealthy. But then everything changes. It's March 1942. Japan has attacked Pearl Harbor. Fear grips the West Coast, and Bainbridge Island becomes the first community in the entire United States to enforce Executive Order 9066. Japanese American families, your neighbors, the people you went to school with, the farmers who grew your food, are given 6 days to pack one suitcase each and report for internment. 6 days to abandon everything they've built. The U.S. Army 202nd Coast Artillery commandeers this peaceful Boy Scout camp as their headquarters. Soldiers drill where scouts once camped. That joyful space transforms into a symbol of wartime fear and injustice. They build a bathhouse where the classroom now stands. The cabin that was meant to bring children joy now serves a military watching for threats that never materialized. After the war ends in 1945, something remarkable happens. The cabin returns to scouting. For more than 40 years, it serves generation after generation of island boys. Veterans returning from war value the character-building aspects of scouting even more deeply now. The logs echo with campfire songs, with the scout oath, with laughter and learning. But by 2005, time has taken its toll. Decades of Pacific Northwest rain have rotted the logs. Insects have burrowed deep into the wood. The park district looks at this deteriorating building and sees a liability. They seriously consider demolition. That's when Jerry Elfendahl steps forward. He's not going to let this piece of history disappear. He launches a public campaign that rallies the entire community. Team Yomalt forms, volunteers who understand that this isn't just a building. It's a tangible connection to the New Deal, to World War II, to decades of scouting tradition. In 2005, they get the cabin listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Over 5 years, they raise over $280,000 from every source imaginable. The park district, foundations, the city, state grants, hundreds of individual donors who remember learning to build fires here, who remember their fathers or grandfathers working on the original construction. Thousands of volunteer hours pour in. Expert log craftspeople carefully remove rotten sections, jack up the entire building, pour new footings, all while preserving every original log they can, maintaining those Depression-era construction methods. On August 28, 2010, the community gathers right here for the grand reopening. Every restored log testifies to their determination. In 2011, they win the Washington State Historic Preservation Award, not just for technical excellence, but for that incredible community spirit. Now stand here for a moment and really look at this cabin. Touch those logs that Depression-era workers notched by hand. That fireplace has warmed scouts singing songs for over 70 years. These walls witnessed America's darkest wartime decisions. This building almost disappeared, but a community said no. Some things are worth saving. The Camp Yomalt Cabin connects us across time. to desperate workers who found dignity in building something beautiful, to boys who grew into men around that fireplace, to soldiers stationed here during war, to preservationists who refused to let history crumble. Today it's available for rentals, hosting events, welcoming visitors. The logs that were shaped in 1935 still stand, ready for whatever comes next. That's the power of preservation. The past doesn't just disappear into books and photographs. Sometimes it stands right here, solid and real, connecting us to every generation that came before. Welcome to Camp Yomalt Cabin. You're standing in nearly a century of Pacific Northwest history.